WRKV 47 radio check. 487 Kimber, this is 359 Karen. You're coming in loud and clear. We're on in a minute. Copy that. Thanks, Karen. I got a new radio all hooked up, ready to go. WRKV 487 standing by for the next. Very cool. This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MD725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Contentment That Lasts. Everywhere we turn, or so it seems, the world promises us contentment and happiness. The world's messages tell us that we'll be content if we look a certain way, if we behave in a certain fashion, or if we accumulate a certain number of material possessions. But the contentment the world offers is fleeting and incomplete. Thankfully, genuine contentment, the contentment that results in a lasting sense of inner peace, is not found in shopping malls. Happiness depends less on our possessions than on our thoughts. When we focus on our blessings instead of on our shortcomings, we make our lives richer. You have the power to obtain that joy. So claim the contentment and joy that can and should be yours. Peace within makes beauty without. Anonymous. This evening, I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio chat. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. So we've been discussing various topics in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that you, and if you have not got yours or you're listening and you'd like or you're interested in that, you can go to the call the Josephine County Emergency Management Office and pick up a copy of that there. And they also have them at the Jackson County Emergency Management Office. And you can go on their website. They do have a PDF file you can print out. It's actually 55 pages, but if you're interested in a certain page and you don't get the book right away, you're able to print that out. Either that, or if you get a hold of me, I can email that to you. So this evening, we're going to discuss page 44. We've covered this before, the preparedness calendar resources. And it expands over a year, but we're going to cover like 3 months at a time. That way you can kind of have a good idea, and if you're listening and you haven't thought of that before, that might give you a reminder that maybe that's something you should look up. It talks about supplies, planning, and training. Are you prepared? For month one, planning. Build your grab-and-go binder, page 39, we did cover that. Think about what disasters you are planning for, see chapter 1, hazards. Sign up for citizen alert by visiting www.rvem.org. Install smoke detector or change your batteries if needed. For month one, training, train or be trained. Choose an evacuation location, one on each side of any river you cross. Consider finding a location across the county in case your entire community needs to be evacuated. Supplies, gather or purchase. Get binder with clear sleeves or sun dried to store documents listed in your grab and go binder on page 39. Add 1 gallon of water per person or pet to your supplies. Aim to add a 3-day supply of water per person and pet each month. Since you'll be adding each month, consider how you want to purchase it. Cases, gallons, 5 gallons, 20 gallons, or large drums. Month 2 planning. Take photos, videos of every room, closet, cabinet, and drawer in your home. Store photos online, if possible, or in your binder. Be sure to photograph big ticket items individually. Contact your insurance provider to make sure you have enough coverage to replace your home and its contents. Training, train or be trained. Practice evacuating from each room of your home. Do day and night drills as well as rain and shine drills. Supplies, gather or purchase. Add 3 more days worth of water per person and pet to your kit. Add ready-to-eat foods to your supplies. Start with enough for 3 days worth for each household member. Add any necessary baby supplies. For month 3, planning. Decide who you are planning for. Remember that may include people who do not live with you, an elderly neighbor or a child who is left home alone, and animals. Will you need to purify water if your purchased water expires or runs out? You can find a water to bleach ratio sheet and a boiling time sheet for sterilizing water online. Print it out and keep a copy in your kit. Month 3, training or train or be trained. Focus on learning or teaching some of the skills your grandparents had. Learn to preserve food and gather, filter and purify water. Learn to sew, darn a sock, or replace a button. Learn to make candles and soap. Learn to hunt and fish when seasonally appropriate. For month 3 supplies, gather or purchase. Get large capacity coffee filters to filter water if you run out of stored water. Get 1 purification method, dye-free bleach, chlorine tabs, etc. Add another 3 days worth of water. Add 3 days worth of canned food, preferably in water, and a can opener. Get foods you know your family will eat. Add a sewing kit or simple sewing supplies, needles, needle threader, thread, thimble, scissors, etc. to your kit. So that's the first 3 months of planning, and I know that, like I said, I know that we've covered this before, but it's kind of a refresher, and maybe there's something in there we forgot, or somebody that's listening might be interested in what we're talking about. So I will move forward with the radio checks, and if you have any suggestions or questions or comments, please feel free to speak up.